The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
This episode today is brought to you by MyBookie. For all your betting needs this season, check out MyBookie. Use promo code HATES and they'll double your first deposit. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Well, welcome to My Wife Hates Me podcast. We're here today, just back from Los Angeles, and what a great trip. And it was a great trip. Went there Sunday. We landed Sunday. We got up so early. Bonnie switched her flight and got on our flight. And we got into town, rented a car, and boom, it all started. Our little vacation. Bonnie's working, writing on a roast. I got into town and I did a couple spots, one at the Improv, a couple at the Comedy Store, got to judge on Roast Battle, do a, what do you call it, a new joke night up in the Belly Room. Then I close out some produced show in the big room, and then did a spot at the Improv, and we had I had a great time. Raina and I on Monday, was it Monday? Yeah, Monday, we went to Santa Monica Beach. So we went to Santa Monica, and I didn't feel like going into the water. I just didn't want to deal with getting all wet and sand and going out to eat, driving back. So I was sitting on the beach with long pants. I had jeans on. So, you know, I'm wearing jeans. People could tell, like, this idiot from probably the East Coast or whatever. And Raina went in the water, and it was giving me so much anxiety. Because I'm standing there, and she's going so far out, you know, she's going past all the other people. And the lifeguards, I turn and look at the lifeguards, and they're talking. I mean, how much are they really paying attention? I don't know. I wanted to go to the lifeguard booth and go, hey, here's $50. Just watch that one kid. And I'm watching my daughter, and then I'd have to turn around and look at the blanket, because the backpack and the phone, her phone is there. My phone was in my pocket with my wallet. So now she starts drowning. I got to take my wallet and phone out, because I'm not going to, you know, ruin my phone trying to save my kid. It's her fault that she's out there that far. Hold on. One time I was at the beach with my daughter, Jessica, years ago. I don't know why Ellen wasn't there. It was just me and Jessica. Maybe Ellen was there. Nah, it was me and Jessica. So we're sitting there on the towel, and I'm reading this book, and I'm reading a book, and I look up towards the water, And it's there's a kid from behind, I thought was Jessica, wearing the exact bathing suit, exact length, long, dark hair. So I'm going, there's Jessica. I put my book down. And then all of a sudden, the girl turns around, and it's not her. Now I'm looking everywhere, and I don't see her in the water. I'm starting to panic. You know, I can't go home, tell my ex-wife, oh, our daughter drowned. I was really freaking out. Plus, I'm thinking, ah, shit, I'm going to have to cancel the weekend. You know, I'm going to lose work because my daughter's drowning. I really started to panic. And I ran to the lifeguard. I go, my daughter's missing, this and that. And all of a sudden, she comes running down from the other end of the beach, from the other end of the sand. She went to the bathroom on her own without telling me. As I'm reading the book, she gets up and goes to the bathroom. And I was just so, well, I was so relieved my daughter didn't drown. And just seeing her, I can't tell you how relieved I was. I was a little upset. I said, you can't just get up and go to the bathroom. You know, she was, I don't know how old she was, but anyhow, so I panicked. Obviously, she didn't drown. And so I'm watching Raina, and I'm a wreck sitting there because she's so far out in the water. And you hear, you know, I don't want the undertow to, anyhow, we left there. We had a good time, walked along Santa Monica Pier for a while. Then we had lunch at, went to Fred Siegel's. I wanted to class it up a little. So I took her to a little class it up type place. And that was our day there. So, I mean, I guess these are things Bonnie would say, hey, uh-oh, he's going through lists. He's starting to list things. But I'm just telling you the things we did in L.A. And like I said, I had a great time. Tuesday, I played Bel Air Country Club. I play golf courses all over the country. I mean, Oak Hill. Or Oak Hill in Rochester, where they've had, you know, the U.S. Open. I played Harbortown, Doral, PGA National, Bethpage, Crooked Stick. These are all major, where they've held major tournaments. I could the San Francisco Golf Club, the Cal Club. I can go on. The list goes on and on of the courses I play. Somerset Hills, Hamilton Farms. Let me just keep going. Bayonne, the one in San Francisco, something park. I don't remember the name there. Half Moon Bay. Let me keep going. The list goes on and on of some of the greatest golf courses in this country that I've played. And none of them well. Once in a while, I played Doral. I play Harbortown well. I played Bethpage okay. My best rounds at Bethpage Black were 90, and the course is a monster. Bayonne, I played real well. But I played this time for my third time at Bel Air Country Club, and there's none of those courses to me, except maybe Bethpage, match up to Bel Air. Just the beauty of it, the houses on the course are amazing. You're looking at these houses thinking, wow, I made all the wrong fucking financial decisions in life. These houses are million dollar houses. Although I do play a course in Vegas, Southern Highlands, that also has houses on it, that you're thinking, how much money do these people have? It's crazy. Crazy. And some of them are so beautiful. They're so big. You're going, there was one house as we're driving to Bel Air, and it truly looks like a hotel. It's the size of a castle they're building. And the person I play with there, she's the greatest. She's so much fun. And her golf game is getting so much better. She's taking lessons, which I would say, if you're starting off in golf, take lessons so you don't get into these bad habits. And I played with one of her friends. He's a lawyer, and we had a lot of fun. We had a great time. We walked the course. They don't really let carts out anymore at Bel Air. They're trying to keep it old school. And by probably the 14th hole, or maybe the third, my legs started cramping up. And I walk a lot, but these are up and down hills. I'm eating bananas, drinking water. And by like the 16th hole, you know, I'd swing the club and all of a sudden I feel a cramp in my back leg. And there's, and it's so, you know, the pain of cramps in your legs. It's a nightmare. So we finished playing. I shot an 86. I did take a breakfast ball. So really, I shot an 88. I shot 86. They gave me a breakfast ball. They took a couple, but I took one. So really, I shot an 88. But still, I shot in the 80s at Bel Air, played with someone who's a dear friend, and it was such a great time. It might, besides bringing my daughter on vacation to L.A., just going to L.A. to play Bel Air is worth the trip. It's just worth it. Tuesday night, went over to the store, the Comedy Store. We did a little thing on, Bonnie says, oh, we got spots at some guy produced a show in the belly room, the small room there. And it's new joke night. And I have maybe one or two new jokes. I'm putting out a new CD right now. It's we sent it over to, you know, to get all of it proofed. Is that what it is? Proofed? You know, just the layout of the CD cover, the sleeves, the disc, you know. And so it's right now being made. I'll probably release it somewhere around December, maybe play a couple tracks on Sirius, and I'll release it around Christmas after we do the Creeps with Kids, creepswithkids.com tour, you know, so I could really focus on plugging that tour, then release the CD. It's done. It's my sixth CD. So that'll come out probably in December. Anyhow, so it's a new joke night there, and I have one or two new bits. You know, I just finished a new CD. So who's texting me at this point? Anyhow. So I went up on stage. I ad-libbed some stuff, did a couple new jokes, did some new crowd work. I guess that could be new. And we had a great time there. Then I got to judge roast battle in upstairs at the Comedy Store. And the difference between New York roast battle and LA roast battle, the judges are fun in both places. I judged with the Sklar brothers and Jeff Ross, and Jeff's been, you know, he's been doing it forever. He's great at it. The Sklar brothers are extremely funny. Their ad-libbing was just so funny. The difference is New York and LA, I think. Well, New York, they go longer. The last one does like three rounds. In New York, you could be a little meaner to the people battling than you can, I think, in LA. I think in LA, when you're too mean, the audience gets turned off a little. You know, both New York and LA both like clever roast, and they both like clever what do you call it, judging. I was probably the meanest, easily the meanest on that panel. Some jokes worked, some fell flat. I'm going, wait, that's a good joke, you know, as I was judging. All in all, New York and LA, because they asked me, what do you think is better? I go, well, it's, you know, I'm not going to be in LA and go, no, New York is better. Had the whole fucking audience turn on me. But I do think New York is better. Not the judging. The judging's good in both places. I just think the comics, are better comics battling in New York. That's just my dumb opinion. So the battle was great. And Wednesday night, I got to hang out with Bonnie and three of her comic friends, all women, and Raina. And I got to sit there and be a woman and discuss women's stuff. And the house we went to was amazing. I don't want to say their names. The house is amazing. We watched some people's, a little of different comic specials, and not saying any names, but they're, or any networks, but they're just, you know, whatever. I who knows what it takes to get a special. It really, some are great and some you're going, how the fuck is this on TV? But again, my opinion. My opinion. So, Raina, come here for a second. Raina's going to join me. I don't know where Bonnie is right now. She'll be down in a second, hopefully. Yeah. Raina, you got a little nose ringing. Did you make a... Is your nose pierced or is that a fake?
No, it's fake.
Oh, it's, what is it?
I mean, it's real, but I just...
Sit by the mic.
It's real, but I just didn't pierce it yet because I'm scared.
You're not piercing your nose.
Yeah.
At 12 years old, you put the mic in your front of your face.
Yep, I'm going to do it. Go, I'm going to stab my nose.
Go testing. So
Testing.
Do you
Four,
really think,
three, two.
Do you really think I'm going to let a 12-year-old
stab my nose, yeah.
Get her nose pierced?
I'm not going to get it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to take a note of something and go right
first
through my
of
nose.
All, you don't do it that way. You put ice on it.
Ice hardens it. Just makes it harder.
No, it doesn't harden. You don't free it. It mm-hmm. numbs it.
No, it hardens it, so it makes it harder to push through. I watched a video.
You're not getting your nose pierced.
I'm not going to get it. I'm going to do it.
You're not going to do your nose pierced. You're not having a nose pierced at 12 years old. What are you, like
a whore?
A hoochie mama? Is that what they call them? A hoochie mama?
No one calls them hoochie mamas.
What? Yes, they do. No. You're not a hoochie mom with your nose
not
pierced.
Not a hoochie mama.
So in LA, what was probably the most fun you had going to the beach? We also
the beach,
huh?
Yeah, I said probably the beach.
That was talking to the mic and Peyton.
Probably the beach.
You were pretty far out there.
I was not that far out. I was the same as the other people.
No, you were further than most people.
No, I was the same as people.
And the water must have been freezing.
It wasn't bad. It was nice.
Are the waves as big as they are?
Bigger.
Than New Jersey?
Yeah.
No way.
Well, at that time, I guess. Because those ones pushed me down so much. Maybe the water was just shallower, but...
You don't know how to body surf.
Yeah, I do.
No, you just jump and fall.
Jumping and falling's fun.
But you don't...
If I wanted to body surf, I could.
Do you know how to ride the waves in and swim in with the waves and body surf?
Yeah.
No, come on.
Yeah. I do it all the time at the beach with my friends.
You body surf.
I do boogie board.
You got a boogie board?
Yeah.
No, you don't. You do? Where, downstairs or up?
It's in like my room.
You got a boogie board?
Yeah.
And you come flying in on the waves?
Yeah, it's so fun.
Get out of here.
I want to learn how to surf.
What's that?
I want to learn how to surf.
You don't want to surf. That's dangerous.
Life's dangerous, kiddo.
Life is dangerous, kiddo?
Yep.
So, well, we had a good time at the beach. That was a lot of fun. And then we went to this. Bless you.
Sorry, I'm allergic to podcasts.
Whoa, you're on fire. Then we went to that dumb vegan restaurant that you loved on Melrose.
Which place? We went to two.
The one on Melrose.
The Crossroads? The Crossroads.
With Pete Lee and his girlfriend.
Oh my God, that was so good. It was...
Time's up.
They couldn't hear that.
Huh?
They couldn't hear that. You just said time's up for no reason.
That's because the dryer went off. They heard it. That food...
was so good.
Are you out of your... Mommy's got you brainwashed.
No, I know what things taste like, and that was delicious.
No.
Pete liked it, and his girlfriend liked it. And not, Pete and his girlfriend liked it, and they're not vegan.
No. First of all, they weren't... What?
Annie Letterman had, and she's not vegan, I think.
No, she's not vegan. She's not even human.
Yeah, no. She's a hoochie mama.
Annie Letterman's a hoochie mama? I hope she doesn't hear this.
She is a little bit of a on the hoe side.
Stop that. You don't say that. What's wrong with you?
What? She's a useful gardening tool.
Okay, stop that. She's a friend of mine, a friend of mommy's, and there's no way to talk about people.
Okay.
Say you're sorry. Don't say you're sorry to me. Say you're sorry to her.
I'm sorry, Annie, if you're listening to this.
It's unbelievable. So you don't call her that. That's rude. I don't know how to edit that out. Now it's going to go out into the world and people are going to think that She's a hoochie mom and a hoe. That's and nobody wants that reputation.
Jesus. No, listening to this.
Listen. Talking to the mic.
They clicked off right when you started talking about your dumb Bel Air and all the different golf courses you've been on.
No. I was leading into some stuff. So the food was horrific. It's heavy.
It was delicious.
All chemicals and fake.
It was delicious.
Vegan. Something about being a vegan. Some of that food is, they're probably.
So was meat. Meat.
Yeah, I didn't say meat was good either, but.
A ton of chemicals and every food this day and age has a bunch of chemicals in it.
Not like vegan food. Vegan food is like they figure it out in a lab. Some of it tastes good. That Beyond Burger is good, the one we had at where we were staying, but I don't know. Hold on. Let me do this read and then we'll get back to where we were at. Okay. So where are you going?
Call me back when you're done.
Okay. It's a new season. Antonio Brown is on the Raiders. Le'Veon Bell with the Jets. Odell Beckham is in Cleveland. He's in Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Yeah. In Cleveland. Odell Beckham is in Cleveland. The one thing that hasn't changed where I'm putting my money down on all the games. I do bet on games. You know, for me to watch football, if you're not gambling, what's the sense of watching football? To me, that's just me. So my bookie is the place to bet on football every weekend. My bookie has better bonuses and more prop bets than any other sports book, period. This year, they're hosting the first online handicapping super contest. First place is guaranteed to win at least 100,000. That's right, 100,000, and only costs 100 to enter. Pretty good odds. I'm saying pretty good odds. I do scratch off tickets, and believe me, if I want 100,000, I'd be in seventh heaven. All right. So all you got to do is pick five NFL games against the spread every week to climb the leaderboard and score your share of the huge cash prize pool. $100,000. I would recommend this service to my listeners. I used it last year betting on games. Last year I think I broke it out pretty even. I would have ended up winning if St. Louis would have won the Super Bowl. I bet with my heart instead of my stupid head and went with the Rams because the Rams were over. Always my favorite team as a kid. I played on the Rams in Little League. So I broke pretty much even, so you got to go to my bookie. It's the right place to play. You know, you bet, you win, they pay. I remember back in the day, I mean, years ago when I used to bet with a real bookie, I never knew if I was going to get my money. I didn't know I had to pay my money. You will get your money from my bookie. It has in-game betting on every NFL game. They've got the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy guys out there, you can even bet the over under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. It's just, you can't beat it. Up to 1,000 first deposit bonus. Double your first deposit. Use promo code HATES to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use your promo code HATES. That's HATES. And when creating your account to claim the bonus, bet, win, get paid. MyBookie. So let's get back to where we are.
I think next time I am watching football, I might have to use MyBookie.
Oh, now you're going to use, I'll tell you what, next time we watch a game, I'm going to have you pick the team.
On my bookie.
What's that?
On my bookie.
Okay, let's move on.
Yes.
Because I got to wrap this up. We got to leave in a half an hour and head to New York. So all in all, we had a good trip. The last night we went out to dinner over to a friend's house.
Yes.
You went swimming in the pool. Was the hot? You went in the sauna too?
No.
You didn't go in the sauna, the hot tub?
Yeah, I went in the hot tub, but not the sauna.
Was the pool heated pool or
it wasn't a heated pool, but it was still warm. And
did you like swimming at night there? Was it cool?
Yeah, it was fun.
That was a pretty good time. Raina was a real trooper. We got up yesterday, Thursday morning
at 4:30
LA time. drove to the airport. We had an 8 o'clock flight. We had to get gas, return the rental car. We get there. We go into the President's Club. We get on the plane. Lounge, what's that?
United
Club. President. It's called the President's Club.
Oh.
Okay. So don't act like you know. Don't know.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Do you go up and look at first class? What is first class? We were in premium, not first class.
No, we were in Economy Plus.
Premium, because they served us food.
Yeah, Economy Plus.
Oh, Economy Plus.
So, there was like the Economy, which is blech.
Yeah.
There's the Economy Plus with nice TVs, some more leg room, and they serve you food.
Yeah.
Then there's Business, I think it was, with even more leg room, better TVs.
They turn into beds.
Yeah, and they were recliners. And then there was the first class, which was like the nice first class they see in movies, you know, like with like the little dividers between each seat. And like,
you could like even pick up a girl and bring her back to your room there. Or a girl could pick up a guy. Like if you're in one of those seats,
you could
walk back to coach and see a hot girl in the middle seat. Or a girl could see a dude in the middle seat and go, look, you're in the middle seat. You want to come up? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, your martinis from the bar. There's probably a whole bar just like there that you can go up to.
And get martinis?
Yeah, like martinis, you know? Sit up there. There's probably a whole restaurant up there.
What girl do you think would, if there was a girl on the plane in first class, what girl do you think would walk back and meet a guy that you would know that? Like what Hoochie Mama would do that.
Someone like Annie Letterman.
She would go back to coach.
Oh, not back to coach.
And meet a guy?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Who would do it?
No, she'd go from different first class seats and pick up dudes.
Say you're sorry.
I'm sorry, Annie Letterman. No, but they were nice. They had like TV screens bigger than my whole house, man.
Oh, they were bigger than your whole house?
They had seats that were kind. The beds were bigger than my whole room. My room's a big room compared to most rooms.
Yeah. You have a pretty big room.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
like double
crappy.
Like double the size of my rich friend's room.
Your rich friend's rooms are double the size of yours?
No. Mine's double the size of theirs.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
No.
It's a small room.
Yeah.
You've never seen her room before. You've never even been to her house.
I don't care. I know your room's not. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to argue how big your room is. I know one thing.
It's dirty and gross.
Your room's got to be cleanest. We're going to do a massive cleaning tomorrow. Then here's
Maybe
the game I'll plan.
Love both of us again then.
Who cares? Here's the game plan. Tomorrow we're going to go to the mall and go to Walmart and get you a bike. And Sunday we're going to play miniature golf.
It's mini golf. No one says miniature.
It's miniature golf. It's not mini golf.
No one calls it miniature golf.
Yes. Just like a push cart at the airport. What was the other one in the car?
You were calling something like a.
Talking to the mic, stupid.
You were calling something, I don't know, but you had too many names. Oh, yeah. Underarm deodorant.
Yeah. Underarm deodorant.
Yeah. Well, where else would it go? You can just say deodorant.
Underarm deodorant. Push cart.
Normal deodorant.
Into the mic.
Normal deodorant.
So we got back yesterday. We flew home.
You know, that was a real good thing we just did. They're talking about your names of things. You know, really funny. I bet the listeners really enjoyed that little talking about that little. Oh, yeah. Push carts. Yeah, it was real funny.
Yeah,
they really enjoyed that, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think they did.
Yeah, no, yeah. I think I also think they enjoyed learning about our game plan for tomorrow. Learning about going to the mall and deep cleaning the house. That's also interesting.
Yeah, right?
They're probably laughing their asses off there.
I think it's good. I think they want to know what goes on in our lives. You know, we have, you know, we're a typical family. And, you know, we're going to go play miniature golf on Sunday. Maybe.
Yes.
We're going to watch Godzilla Sunday night together.
I'm not watching Godzilla. We're going to watch Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. Yeah. We're going to watch Beetlejuice and Godzilla.
Maybe Godzilla.
And yesterday we flew home. We did a live podcast with Dr. Drew and this girl, Kat. I don't know Kat's last name, but it was great at Caroline's. We had a lot of fun. I want to thank Dr. Drew, his wife, who put it together. Her name's slipping my mind right now. And Kat, whatever her last name. I'm not good with names.
He doesn't even know my name. What's my name?
Stop it, Emily. So we had a great time. doing a live podcast with Dr. Drew. That should go up on his podcast, I think, after dark or whatever the fuck it's called. Hey.
Watch your language.
Look, I got to get out of here. Raina, do you have anything you want to plug? Any Instagram or
my PayPal?
For what?
I'll link my PayPal.
You don't have PayPal. Get your tickets for Creeps with Kids tour, creepswithkids.com. We're going to sell out creepswithkids.com. It's going to be the greatest tour in the history of comedy. creepswithkids.com. What do you have a PayPal for?
I bought something.
But why are you giving it out? What, you want people to send you money?
Yes.
For what?
Charity. You can just send it over at vossreina@gmail.com. You know, you can PayPal me.
What, $5, $10, $20, $50?
Whatever they want. It could be from $1 to $300. I want to see Beetlejuice the Musical or Hamilton. Those cost lots of money. So if you'd like to donate to the cause.
What is the PayPal again?
Vossreina@gmail.com.
VossReina@gmail.com.
Raina Voss.
And if you get enough money, you're going to go see Beetlejuice.
V is in Victor. Yeah, I'm going to see Beetlejuice or Hamilton. Then I'm going to buy
what if you get
a new computer or a new iPad, because I want a new iPad or a new computer. Doesn't really matter because they can both do around the same thing.
But don't you don't have really anything to offer.
How about this? I will say whatever you want me to say and I'll send it over to you. If you live in your mom's basement and have no friends, I'll say I'm your friend for you. If you want me to confess to a murder, I'll do that for you.
Well, you don't want to do that.
Well, I need the money.
What if Annie Letterman sends you money? What will you do for her? Teach her anything?
I'll teach her how to be a civilized human. I'll send a video of whatever. I'll do whatever you want.
You can't send videos because then they'll know your email.
What?
You can't send stuff because they'll know your email. You don't want people having your email.
I just told them my email.
No, you told them your PayPal.
That uses your email.
Oh, shit.
What do you think the @gmail.com was?
Well, you're going to have to change your email now.
It's fine. I have like 2 emails.
So what's your goal? How much money is your goal?
Really anything. I'd say, well, for Hamilton tickets, that's around probably like $500.
Are you going to go by yourself? Not with me and mommy?
Y'all can earn your own money.
Take that out of your mouth.
Okay. So $500, or I want a new iPad and an Apple Pencil. That could be, what is that? Like probably $1,000.
For an iPad?
Well, the new iPads are expensive and the Apple Pencil's also expensive.
Don't you think maybe you should work to get this kind of stuff instead
That's
of begging?
Against child labor laws.
Again, instead of begging strangers for money,
I'm not begging. Hey, tell that to charities. They're begging strangers for money. I'm not begging. I'm just asking politely if you want to send me cash. You can send me anything. Again, VossReina@gmail.com. VossReina@gmail.com. Please send
PayPal.
Me money. Yeah, PayPal.
All right. Listen, thank you for joining.
Or you could Venmo my mom, Bonnie Voss or Bonnie McFarland. I don't really know her username, but you'll probably find it. You know, but go with the PayPal and PayPal me some moolah. All right, guys.
I think you should. You'll probably work
no,
it off.
No,
that's how you're going to get money in life.
That's against child
labor
laws.
No, I'll figure out some kind of work you can do to earn money instead of asking people. Everything we ever had in life, we worked hard for.
Yes.
And then you appreciate it more. You would appreciate.
I appreciate everyone on this podcast who sends me money.
No, we'll get a goddamn job.
How do you think people with sugar daddies get money? They just ask strangers on the internet and then sometimes send foot pics.
They're doing stuff for sugar daddies. Okay. You don't have a sugar daddy.
They send foot pics and sometimes boob pics and then they get money.
Oh, stop. All right.
It's how life works.
Apologize to Annie. Say you're sorry.
I'm sorry, Annie.
She's a sweet, nice, funny person.
She's a sweet, nice, funny person.
And it's all in humor.
It's all in humor. PayPal me VossRaina at gmail.com. One more
All right,
time.
Listen, creepswithkids.com. Get tickets for the tour. It's going to be a great tour. Thank you. Oh, Bonnie's in LA. That's why she didn't do this podcast with us.
She's not in LA. She came on the flight back with us.
No, she didn't. Goodbye.
Yeah, she moved to Ken's house.
Ken, goodbye.
Yeah, she's having an affair with him. I didn't want to have to tell you this way.
Well, that's sad then.
She only loves him for his money.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. No. God. Wait.
So I'm going to call this episode.
What?
Black light posters.
Black light posters. This is literally the worst fucking podcast in the history of podcasts.
There was a girl.
And I always think that until I hear someone else's podcast. Then I always go, maybe ours isn't so bad.
I was doing Bobby.
People do really spend a lot of time talking about fucking nothing.
I was.
Hey.
I was doing Bobby's podcast last night. And he had a guest sitting in on the couch. And he started talking to her. I go, do you listen to our podcast? My wife hates me. She goes, no.
Oh, I go, what a cunt.
Then she goes, do you ever listen? Then she goes, Bobby, well, I listened once. That's it. I go, you got to. She goes, you got to acquire a taste for it. I go, well, you only listened once. If you listen 3 to 5 times,
yeah,
you might have acquired a taste.
We're like Brussels sprouts. You're not going to like them on the first 15 tries. But that 16th try, you're going to fall in love with a Brussels sprout.
Don't you clean your fingernails?
Not in the mornings.
How do they get so dirty?
First of all, they're not that dirty. It's like
do you work as a mechanic? Are you a mechanic?
It's from makeup.
Oh. Yeah, so anyhow, she was a nice girl. Anyhow, I think this is one of the better podcasts, but I like to talk about whatever you like to talk about. You know, do you have a topic, a subject? I sat and talked with Norton last night and hung out with him. It was good seeing him. Bobby. I haven't seen Keith around. He broke his wrist.
You're like a bad grandma newsletter. Do you know that? you're like a Christmas letter going out. Well, I saw that Jim Norton, he's doing just fine, spending a lot of time in Montreal. And I also was talking to Jim Florentine.
Oh, yeah, I called him on the phone. We talked.
Talked to him on the telephone for quite some time about some rather unsavory business folks we had to deal with in the past.
Saw Bobby.
I worry about him.
Colin called into Bobby's podcast.
And what did Colin have to say?
Nothing.
Great. Well, that was quite a story. The raconteur, Richard Voss. Showed me your album cover last night.
It's kind of cool, right?
It's very cool. It's too cool. You know, I really do believe comedians shouldn't be trying to be cool.
Not too cool, that one.
Like, your coolness is always, like, sort of undercut with, like, an embarrassment. But this one's not. This one doesn't, you know. Remember when I said call your thing legend? And then you wanted to change it to, like, some people call me. Oh, no, I said call it. They call me legend. And you said, how about some call me legend?
What? Everywhere I go, people call me that. They fucking know Rich Voss.
Yeah, well, they called Jeff Ross the roast master. I don't know if it's, you know, legit.
I've done enough in this business that's pretty fucking impressive. You know, it's pretty impressive. I have a body of work.
You sure do.
That's fucking, you know, spans over 3 decades.
Wow. Amazing.
It's fucking amazing.
7 good jokes over 3 decades. I say that's good. I'm kidding. 7 albums.
Six albums. My 6th one's coming out.
See, I saw Jeff Leach the other night.
Yeah.
You know who he is?
Yeah. No, I don't.
He's got more rings than you.
Yeah, but they're silver. and fake.
I'm just saying, I'd like to see a little fisticuffs between the two of you and your rings.
Is that what you like
your
to see?
Your ring game.
That's what you like to see?
I'd like to see the two of you holding hands.
I'd like to see one of your breasts. Lift your shirt up, please. Whoa! She'll do what I tell her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
What is wrong with you?
You play with yourself.
I am not. I'm scratching.
Well, we're at 38 minutes and we've said nothing.
You're just only saying that because I say it. You actually will get off this podcast and be like, that was a good one.
Well, what do you want to talk about? You never have anything you want to talk about.
No, I only have complaints, to what? Be honest, and I don't want to do them on the podcast.
That's not
I'm
good.
I'm tired of like being an embarrassment.
You can't complain because, you know, you gotta say the serenity prayer. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
I've accepted that you can't change. I've accepted it. No. I go, oh, okay. Last night I dropped you off. I saw you walking in the cellar and I actually was like, he's cute.
Look I at am.
Him. Yeah.
Cute? I'm not even handsome.
I mean, listen, take what you can get at this point.
People Jesus. My whole life go, he's cute. I'm not a cute person.
Oh my God. You're like a jaunty little fella.
All right. I gotta go. I'm getting anxiety.
That's why Chris Gethard likes hanging out with you. He doesn't feel intimidated.
I don't try to intimidate
you. Guys are like
people.
The same height and stuff.
I don't intimidate. Anything you want to plug? Go to Creeps with Kids.
Oh, thank you for giving me the space.
Go to
Oh my God, that was horrible.
Go to creepswithkids.com for tickets for the Creeps with Kids tour. Myself, Jim Florentine, Ron Bennington, Bobby Kelly, creepswithkids.com. This weekend I'll be at Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant Friday and Saturday. Next weekend in LA. And then I got New York West Side Comedy Club coming up, The Stand the week after. October, we start the tour, Creeps with Kids. Bonnie, what do you got?
Well, I mean, listen, I'm doing shit. I'm going to LA, but so possibly I'll be at the Comedy Store. But I have the show once a month at Gotham, and the next one is September 19th. And they're fucking killer lineups, every single one of them.
Who's on that one?
You want to be on it? I think you'll be out of town. It's a Thursday.
I'll probably be out of town.
Yeah. I don't know who's on this next one. We're still booking it, but get your tickets. It's going to be an amazing show. Thank you.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Creepswithkids.com comedy tour. Bonnie McFarlane. You could what's your Instagram? I'm rich.voss on Instagram. And
are you verified?
They're supposed to verify me.
Well, I don't want you to be verified and me not being verified.
Nothing I want more.
I know.
I don't even care about it. I'm not big on it. Goodbye.
I mean, okay, but it doesn't, that still doesn't, you're still not allowing us to feel good as listeners. You know why? Because we know you don't believe it.
I work on myself all the time. What do you do?
Do you? What's the one thing you've been working on lately?
One thing I've been working on lately? For myself?
No. I'm talking about for the neighbors. What have you been working on for the neighbors?
Eating better. And
No. We're not talking about physically or your outward appearance or anything like that. I'm talking about what you've been working on to free yourself from this prison that you've created for your own self. I got a little word salad there.
Trying to let stuff roll off my back and not, you know, it is what it is. I'm trying to go with, hey, that's what it is. Uh-huh. When I play golf, I try not to get mad at the people in front of me that are
fucking. Good. There you go.
So there's one thing.
And what do you say to yourself to try to get rid of the anger?
Live and let live.
That's good.
Why are you laughing?
I mean, live and let live. It still sounds like you're superior.
No, it doesn't. It, you know, I live my life. Let them live theirs. If they want to fucking stink up and hold up the whole golf course, what
that
are you
sounds
do?
Angry to me.
No, I just let it go.
Because why don't you say to yourself, I got nowhere to go. Why am I in such a hurry?
Well, no, you don't play golf. You don't want to sit and wait for people that are.
You don't want to, but sometimes you have to. That's the nature of golf. You've been playing it for how many years? 30 years?
You don't understand what
I've been playing golf for 30 years?
Yeah.
And how many times would you say you've had to wait for the person ahead of you?
A lot.
A lot. So it's just part of the game.
No, it's part of slow play. And that's what they're trying to work on through commercials.
So for 30 years, you've been having to stay behind people, and yet you still somehow believe.
Don't try to put words on my mouth.
I'm just wondering, why wouldn't you just say, this is the game. This is, I've accepted.
No, because most of the time you're not stuck behind slow play.
Right. When those times, appreciate it. Feel gratitude. Yay.
They're trying to work.
Then when someone slows in front of you, you say, that's life. Slow
because they're unaware and they think, they own the course.
So what do you do in order to combat the slow play? You yell at them?
No, sometimes.
Do you ever say anything to them?
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's without causing controversy.
No, have you ever been the slow person?
Nope.
Never.
No. I'm fast. Too fast.
Too fast? You're actually catching up to the people ahead of you. Maybe it's your thing. Maybe you got to pace yourself a little slower.
No, I go with the group, with the four. Look, everything I say, you're going to try to.
I'm asking. I'm wondering.
No, you're not
I'm
asking.
I'm wondering what you're working on. You said, "Oh, I'm working on not getting as mad." How?
Yeah.
You're just basically letting it. You're just shoving it down.
No, I'm just.
Which I think is still a good for you. It's a step forward. But instead of just getting rid of the anger altogether,
whatever.
It's part of the game.
Thank you. Anything else you want to wrap this up with?
This reminds me of when we go into the city and you get so mad at traffic. And we say, oh, well, when you go into the city at 7, that's what you hit traffic. Or 6 or whatever time.
Well, folks, thank you.
Right?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I haven't been getting that much mad in traffic lately. You see, I just lay back now.
Okay.
That's how I do it.
Because can't do anything about it.
Can't do anything. Except the things you can cannot change. Encourage to change the things
you
can.
Are you even using your vocal cords at all?
What are you talking about?
You're going like this.
Excuse me. Anyhow.
Say the saying.
No.
AA Sayings with Rich Voss. Come on.
No. Say it. No, it's too many slobber words in there.
Have the
serenity prayer. Grant me the serenity to accept the things.
Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
Encourage to change the things I can and the wisdom to know the difference.
Nice. Wonderful.
Have you ever heard that before?
My parents had it hanging in their living room.
Oh, I wish it was you.
Neither one of them was an alcoholic. Diagnosed.
All right.
Recovering.
What? Anything you want to plug?
No. Is this going out today? Tonight I have a show at Gotham. It's a pretty good show.
By tonight. This weekend I'm in Pennsylvania, Allentown area. It's on my website, richvoss.com, Friday and Saturday. And go to creepswithkids.com for all of our tour dates coming up, October, November. creepswithkids.com. And richvoss.com for all of my dates. And when Bonnie gets a website, go to her website. Thank you for listening. We missed you guys. Talk to you later.
Okay,
she really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down. him too.